We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yutesim Abeis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the bottom of Yutesim Aleph, Tanya Kavasei D'Rav Papa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom. We had a Maseches Rav Papa and Rav Oshia, how to learn the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon definitely is more Makel by Ishis Ocha Shleyev Elamai, but the case that he definitely is Makel is a case where Reuven dies, and then Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife, and then Levi is born. So since Levi is born, Shimon is married right to Reuven's wife. Therefore, it's Noilad Be'etera, because the Eishes Reuven is already married to Shimon. Therefore, it's not a problem. The Machloik is, Rav Papa and Rav Eishi is, what does Rav Shimon hold if Reuven dies, then Levi is born, then Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies? Could Levi do Yibum on Shimon's wife? According to Rav Ishiya, he says yes, because even though Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, but since it's Yesh Zika, so it's like Reuven's wife is already married to Shimon, then when Shimon dies, it's Shimon's wife, and not Reuven's wife, and therefore Levi's allowed to do Yibum. Mashenkin, according to Rav Papa, he says no. Lemaisa, when Levi was born, Eishes Reuven was Osir to him, and therefore, now that Shimon subsequently marries her, it doesn't kasher it up, and when Shimon dies, it's Osir to Levi as Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai. Now, I'm going to bring a brisa now. It's a pretty long brisa. It's Tesefta. We had part of it before. And this Tesefta, at the end of it, we will bring a raya to Rav Papa's understanding of Rav Shimon. Tanyaka v'sei to Rav Papa, v'tiyot to Rav Eishio. And this brisa is a raya to Rav Papa and a kasher to Rav Eishio. The brisa goes like this. Shnei achim ba'olam echad. There were two brothers who lived together in the same world. We have Reuven and Shimon. And Umeis Echemem, Reuven dies by our children, Vloy Vlad, Va'omad Hashedi, Hazel, Lassis, Maimer, Vivimta. And Shimon is about to do Maimer, Lahispik Lassis, Maimer, but he didn't have a chance to do Maimer. And we'll see what the significance of this Lahispik Lassis, but Maimer, he couldn't do Maimer. Ashnoila, Ach, all of a sudden Levi is born, Mazel Tov, Levi is born. And then Shimon dies. Harishoina, because the brothers born, then Shimon dies. Amaze. Harishoni yaitzim Shimon Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai. So now Reuven's wife is also to Levi because it's Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai. Ushnia, Shimon's wife is Oicheletzav Shivemis. There's no problem. You can do Chalitza Yibam. Why? Because Shimon has no Shaiches to Reuven's wife. And so Shimon's wife is not a Tzaras Erva. Therefore, Shimon's wife could do Yibam to Levi because Levi lived in Shimon's times. Therefore, there's Yibam on Shimon's wife. But on Reuven's wife, there is no Yibam. Also, about Maimar, let's say before Shimon died, Shimon did Maimar. And then Levi was born. Before they did the Knesset, before she actually did Yibum, or Levi was born. Either way, Shimon made a connection now to Eishes Reuven, Umeis, and then Shimon dies. The Rishonah is Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai. The Rishonah is That means Reuven's wife is also to Levi, because Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai. Vishnia, Shimon's wife, can't do even either. Why? Because since there was some kind of connection before Shimon died between Shimon and Eishes Reuven, so now the Tzara is a little bit of a Tzara's Erva. Because it's not Deraisa, Maimer is only Kedushin Derabana, remember, so it's not connected to Shimon Med Deraisa, but it's Derabana, the connection, and therefore we don't allow Shimon's wife do Yibum to Levi, because Eishes Reuven is the Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai, which is the Erva to Levi. And now that Erva is connected to Shimon a little bit. So therefore, Shimon's wife is a Tzara's Erva a little bit, and therefore, Lachir is Cheletzes V'loy Mesiyav Emes. Now, Rav Shimon argues on this. Rav Shimon Omer, because Rav Shimon holds that Maimer is Suffolk of its Koina or not. Therefore, Rav Shimon Omer, Bi Asa Echelitzasa She'echas Mehem Peteris. And the Gemara later on explains the cases like this, that they took on a case where he did Maimer, and then the Ach was born. Then Levi was born. So if Maimer is a Kenyan, so then it turns out that Shimon was married before Levi was born. If Shimon's married to her before Levi was born, then both the Eishes Reuven and Shimon's wife is mutter to Levi. Because not an Eishes Ochav Shleiv Elamai fear of Shimon, because it was born after Maimer. If Maimer is Koina, so therefore the Chayiv Yibam on both. If Maimer is not Koina, so then Maimer is not Koina. It's not a Tzaras Erva either. So the Eishes Reuven is Aser, and Eishes Shimon is Mutter. So therefore, Bi Asa Oichelit Tzasa She'achas Mehem, which is who? Eishes Shimon, which is the wife of Shimon, then the Bia Oichelitza of her, Peteres Arasa, Patas Tzara, Maman of Shach. Because if the Maimer is a Kenyan, so then they're both Chayv Yibum, but one of them Patas the other one, because they're both the wives of Shimon. So therefore, one part is the other one. And if it's not, then the first Eishes Reuven is Pater anyway, and the Yibum works only on the second one. So therefore, the Yibum or Chalitza on the second, on the Eishes Shimon, works Lagamri. But Chalos Abalas Maimer, if you did Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, which means the Eishes Ruvain, Loi Niftera Tzara. Because on the Tzad, that Maimer is not Kaina, so then you didn't pat off Eishes Shimon, because it's not Kaina. So Eishes Ruvain is Eishes Ruvain, which is actually a potter too. So the Chalitza did nothing. And definitely doesn't pater the Eishes Shimon. Therefore, Eishes Shimon did not become potter yet. Now the Brisa goes further, another few cases, another three cases actually. Kansa, and if you want to know if right here, why wouldn't that be a raya, not like Rav Oshia, because mashma that on the tzad that the maimer doesn't work, then Eishes Ruvain is usher to Levi, I zika keknusha, so chosh bekash Rav Oshia. And that Rav Oshia can answer that it's only with the Rabbanon that they asked it, because Gzeira, Shtei Yavam, is about Shtei Yavam. That's Taisa speaks out of the Masa Chalatz. But we'll see, the Raya from this Braisa, Kenegar of Eish, will be from the second half of the Braisa, from this half. So it says further, it says, Konso Umeis. Let's say Shimon actually marries Eishas Ruvain, Umeis, and then he dies. Va'achakach, Noel Le'ach, and then Levi's born. Levi's born after Shimon's death, so then it's no good, because it's Eishas Ach, Shtei Yavam, from both Ruvain and Shimon. Or another case, and then he married Umeis. So again, here's a case of Eishes Ach Shtei Yavamai, at least according to the Rabbanim for sure, and maybe even for Rav Shimon, because here the Ach was born before Shimon did a Knisa. Umeis and he died. Shteihem Pturas Menachalitza Me'ayivim. Both are Potter Menachalitza and from the Ayivim. They're both Potter because the first case, they're potter because they're both Eishes Ach Shtei Yavamai. In the second case, since Eishes Ruvain is Eishes Ach Shtei Yavamai, and then she married Shimon, and Shimon died, then Shimon's wife is a Tzaras Erva. Therefore, Shteihem Pturas Mechalitza Yibum. The last case is Konsa, if Shimon marries. V'noy Leach, the Levi is born while Shimon's still married, V'achach Meis, then he dies, Shteihem Pturas Mechalitza Yibum, the Rav Meir. Meir holds, he's still potter because it's still called Eishes Ach Shtei Yavamai. On this, Rav Shimon argues, Rav Shimon Omer, since when Levi was born, he was found to be Beheter, because he was married to Shimon at that time, she was married to Shimon at that time, even to either one, both Eishes Ruvain that's married to Shimon, and Shimon's wife, both in her mutter. So now, we have here, in the last three cases, the first two are one group, and then the last one has a machlekes. So, hai bava de seifa, leman ketonila. This last chiddush, where the case was Konsa, v'noyod le'ach, v'achameis, which means Shimon married, then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. Why do we make that case separate? For who? For who do we separate it? Who is that going to? If it's to tell you the dinner of a mayor, that's Eishes Ach Shtei Yavamai, Mechdi, Leishon le'ar mayor, ben Yavam achanoylad, ben Noyod le'ach yavam. There's no difference in first doing the Yibam, then Levi being born, or Levi being born, then doing the Yibam. La'avin v'lisnu. Why don't you just put it in all three cases in one group? It's Konsa Umeis, or Loi Konsa and Noy La'ach, and then Konsa and then Meis, or Konsa of Noy La'ach and then Meis. Why is it all three cases the same thing? All have the same halacha. Why are they separated? Elamai, why are they separated? Elav, to tell you, Rav Shimon argues specifically in this case. V'yavam v'achach noylad pligi. He only argues in the case of Yavam v'achach noylad. It means Shimon does Yibam, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies. That's what he argues. But if he's born before Shimon gets a chance to be kindness, to do Yibum, this is mamish like Rav Papa Shita, not like Rav Oishia. That means Rav Shimon only holds you could do Yibum on Oishis Ochiv Shloya Berlamai if Shimon marries and then Levi's born. Because when Levi's born, it's already married to Shimon, and never is Chala Nesra on Oishis Ruvain. Now, for the rest of the Amma, we'll get up to today, is the Gemara will explain every line of that Braisa that we just learned. Amamar. In the beginning of the Braisa of the Sefta, it says, Amad Hasheni Lasses Maimer. We're talking about here a case where Reuven and Shimon were Ba'olam, and Reuven dies without children, and then his wife falls to Yibum. And it says that Shimon didn't have a chance to do Maimer, and then Shimon dies, so Shimon's wife is Mutter, because there's no connection to Reuven's wife. But Reuven's wife is Asa to Levi, who was born now after Reuven died, before Shimon died, Levi was born. So Levi's mother, the Shimon's wife, not the Reuven's wife. That's what it says. And it says an interesting lashon. Omar, Omar Hashem lasses Maimer Levimtai. Shimon was about to do Maimer. His big lasses Maimer Levimtai, Achenor Le'ach until a brother was born, umeis, and then Shimon died. Rishoni Yetzim Shimon Eishes Achos Shoyev Alamai, which means Eishes Ruvain is potter because Eishes Achos Shoyev Alamai. Vishniya Eichles Amesivemis, but Eishes Shimon is mutter because there's no connection to Eishes Ruvain, therefore it's potter Pashto Yibam. So my Amad, my Lo Hispik, what's this Amad, Lo Hispik, what's going on? He Havad Avad, if he didn't mind me good, but I have a lava, who cares about his Machshava? So Gemara says, the case was what his, he did a Shtikla Maimer here, but our Tana holds doesn't work. Elo Amad Medaita, the Hispik Medaita Elo Bal Karcha. He was trying to Maimer with her will, but she wasn't masking, and he did it Bal Karcha. And our Tesefta holds that Maimer Bal Karcha is not worth anything. Even though Yibum, Bia of Yibum, actually works Bal Karcha, from the word the Yibma, still, Maimer does not work. And this is the Loika Rebbe, the Talmud of Braisa. Ha'oisim Maimer bivimtim. Remember, Maimer, the whole idea of Maimer is only the Rabbanon anyway. But the Machlek is, if this the Rabbanon works Bal Karcha or not. Ha'oisim Maimer bivimtim, shaloi midaita, without her will, Rameya oimekana, Rameya holds kaino, chamar loikana. My time, I said Rameya, it's Rebbe oimekana, chamar loikana. My time of the Rebbe, Gamar mebiya, we learn about the Devama. Ma biya Devama Bal Karcha, just like biya Devama works Bal Karcha. Like Rashi brings down from the Yibma, Af Kedushin the Yivam, Bal Karcha. Kedushin the Yivam also works Bal Karcha. Rabbanan say, no, Gamir me Kedushin the Alma. You learn from regular Kedushin. Ma Kedushin the Alma is a regular Kedushin, Medaita, Dafka Medaita, because the Pasuk says, Vaholcha Vaisel Shacha has to be Medaita. The same thing, Af Kedushin the Yivam is Medaita. Back in Mephi, goes to Bira Machlaikis, Marsiv Sava Mili Vam Yivam. You learn Amili Vam Yivam, you learn Vam from Yivam. Omar Sava Mili Kedushin, the Mili Kedushin. You learn Kedushin from Kedushin and Havalamelev and not Yivama from Yivama. Here it's Kedushin, Maimer is a Kedushin nigga thing. And Taisa speaks out the bottom Taisa on the Amid. Avagav the Maimer in the limit of Rabbanon. Come on, Marma Stavra lay the Asucham Kebia, or Marma Stavra the Asucha Kedushin. It's a Machlekes in the Rabbanon, Akaponim. So our Mishnah is teaching us, the reason why it's saying, well, his Piklas is Maimer means he did Maimer, he did Maimer Val Karcha. And our Bryce, the Seft, is teaching us that we hold Laak Rabbi, holds not Koina. Zok the Sefta Vait, explain the Sefta, the next line of the Sefta. Says also by Maimer, if Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Ruvain, to the wife of Ruvain, Ba'achanel Da'ach, and Levi was born, Oishner La'ach, or Levi was born, and then he did Maimer, because of Maimer. Either way, it's the same halacha. Omeis, because Shimon dies, Rishon Yotzim Shimon Eishes Achos Lamai, that's the Pasha to Eishes Achos Lamai, Vishnia Chiletzes Lamis Yemes, and Shimon's current wife, the Cantor Yibam, because it's a shtickle of a Tsaras Erva, because there was a connection through Maimer. Reb Shimon says, no, Shimon Rabbi Asach, Lissasha Achas, man, Petara Sarasa. So Reb Shimon, hey, Kai, what's the case going on? Like we explained before, it's going on a case, we'll explain before, now we're going to analyze and explain what case is going on. Ilema, Anoy Le'ach, Ach Asa Maimer, if the case is the brother was born, Levi was born, then did the Maimer. So then, we just said that Reb Shimon is Maidan, such a case, it's Eishes Achav Sayyab Alamai. So definitely, Ha Amrit, Menel Absev Yabim, Le'Pog Reb Shimon. So he argues in that case, so there's no point, you don't have to pat the tzarasa, if I care it, in such a case, would be definitely, the Rishayna is out of the question, and the second one would be a shayla, a suffix, if you're allowed to do yibum, because a shayla of tzara serva. So we wouldn't be able to do biyasa on any of them. So what's biyasa, chalat tzasa? So it can't be going in that case. Elo, also by maimvach, it's going in a case where he did maimer, and then Levi was born. So what's the shaila here? So here it works like this. If Maimer was Kaina, so then Levi's mutter b'yibum to both Shimon's wife and Eishes Reuven. If Maimer is not Kaina, so then there's no connection, and then Shimon's wife is definitely mutter, but Reuven's wife is asa. So that's why it says, b'yasa chalitzasa achasvem, which means b'yasa chalitzasa on Shimon's current wife, that would be fine, that would pata either way. Because the Manav Shach, if Yichayev and Eishes Reuven Zibum, then the pata is because they're both married to Shimon. If not, then she's Eishes Reuven and she's not Chayev at all. Chalos Abalas Maimer, if he gives Chalitza to Eishes Reuven, Loinif to Tzara, why not? My time, I'm Shedahai Tzara Vade. The Tzara is Vade Chayev in Yibum. Vade Chayev in Yibum. Ubalas, because the Manav Shach Chayev in Yibum. Ubalas Maimer is a Sophic. If there was Kaina, so then Eishes Reuven is Mutab Yibum. If not, it's Eishes Reuven, it's Eishes Achaz Olamot. So Ubalas Maimer is a Sophic. And Sofik might save they vaday, and a Sofik's not might save they vaday. Akaponim ad kan the beer harbrisa, and the Yetz Hashem on tomorrow's shir, the next shir, we will start from Fire Lines from the bottom from Yosef Rav and Asher Razvid.